Superman is joining us. You know, you're never going to live down that name, are you? Dean Cain from Stars and Stripes is on the line with us. Hey, Dean.
You know what, Jeremy? There are worse things to be called.
I was actually just thinking that, right? I mean, of all the things,
it's
that
like,
name.
Oh, here comes Superman. When am I going to say, oh, please, please stop calling me Superman? I mean, that'd be foolish. call me that the rest of my life. I'm a happy camper.
Right, all right. So let's talk about this show, though. I mean, the competition, it's pretty intense. I mean, and you know what? Back to that Superman thing, you probably had to pull out some of that Superman strength and those characteristics during the challenges. I was sore just watching it on the couch, I have to admit. I tell me what it was like going through all that.
You know, it's, whenever you enter a competition, a military competition, an athletic competition, and you do carry the moniker of Superman, they expect big things from you, that's for sure. But the reality is the real Superman in this competition are the operatives. These guys are far and away so much more qualified than us, and we had to depend on them to teach us everything and keep us safe and help guide us through these ridiculously difficult challenges, both mentally and physically. You know, it's one thing to strap on all the gear when it's 110 degrees outside and jump out of a helicopter with, you know, a loaded assault rifle. It's one thing to say that. It's another thing when you're standing on the skid of a helicopter about ready to jump out, and you know that if this rope doesn't hold, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. And it can happen. These are training missions, and you hear about people dying in training missions all the time. So there is a lot of mental fear that you have to get over, and you have to just go for it. At the very beginning of the show, in the first couple episodes, I was panicked. I can't even imagine what my heart rate was. But by the end, these last couple episodes, I'm a lot more calm.
Mm-hmm. And I think that we all, and I'm speaking for you on this, but I'm sure you'll agree, is that a whole new appreciation for what the military does and the training.
No, there's no question. We hear about men and women, we're losing men and women all the time, you know, 3 deaths in Afghanistan, this, that, the other thing, and you don't really know what they're doing. There's no real face, you know, that you can really identify for many of us, unless you have a loved one who's serving or a friend who's serving. But it's a whole different ball of wax when you really see what they have to do in their training, when you understand, you know, when the Navy SEALs came in to get free the U.S., you know, the American captain in Somalia off the coast, that a couple of Navy SEALs jumped out of did a halo jump in the middle of the night, landed on top of parachuted on top of a ship, landed on the ship, dove in, got to another boat that was tethered to the other line. I mean, the stuff they do, you're like, this is incredible. And then you could make it up in an action movie, but when you see these guys really do it, it blows you away. And they are incredible. These operatives are amazing.
So the single toughest moment of the competition for you?
It would have to be a few mental moments. The single toughest moment of the competition for me, honest to goodness, was at the very beginning, jumping out of the helicopter and swimming to the boat. Because I'm a swimmer, I'm in the water a lot, and having 75 pounds of gear on and an assault rifle and, you know, boots and no flotation, jumping in the water and then having to swim a long ways, absolutely the toughest thing, because I hadn't done any of the missions yet. I was at my peak of anxiety. That was by far the toughest part for me. But once we got through that, it was easier for me mentally. Maybe not physically, but mentally it was easier. So I was able to, you know, put my fears aside and start to see more of the battlefield than just, you know, 2 feet in front of me.
Mm-hmm. So we've got to get back to the music. When we come back, we're going to talk about the competition, the other celebrities on the show, and then also the charity that you're playing for. And this is a crapshoot. Dean, are you going to stick around or no?
I am sticking around.
All right. I threatened him before we went on the air, just so you guys know. All right. More with Dean Cain right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Dean Cain from NBC's Stars Earn Stripes joining us. Now, we've been talking about the show. Let's talk about the competitors, Dean. Nick Lachey, always a pain in my ass on this show, calls in, crashes all the time. You know, give me the inside scoop on him during this whole thing. He cried a lot, didn't he? He couldn't really handle it, right?
Well, Nick, I think he's recording a new song right now, and it's called Mental Breakdown. And I'll be honest, so did I. It was really difficult. But there came a moment where Todd Palin jumped out of a helicopter and almost, he dropped almost 400 feet. And the danger was that the rope, that something happened with the descender, and it was a really dangerous fall out of the helicopter. And I saw it, and I was very surprised. Nick saw it, and he did. He melted down. He was like, man, that's ridiculous. Because every time you jump out of these helicopters or anything like that, you know, you really have to face the idea that you could die. It's a legitimate possibility. And people may ha-ha laugh, oh, that's not true. So it is true. You know, you're in a dangerous situation. And Nick saw that. He's about to become, at the time, he was about to become a father. I believe he is a new father now, so it's a wonderful thing. But he was, you know, there was a lot going through his head. Mm-hmm. So, he had a mental breakdown there. So, I look forward to his new single. I think it's going to be great, and it should feature a little bit of tears.
Well, they say that there are no sure things in life. What we do know is that song won't make the charts. But anyway, let's move on. Now, he loves me. So, I mean, of all the people on the show, though, who was your biggest competition? Who surprised you?
Those are two very separate questions.
Right.
Nick surprised me a lot with his ability to come back, because he got into two shoot houses in a row in the last two episodes, and he really overcame a lot of fear. Todd Palin was probably the most surprising to me, because Todd is very quiet. He's not one to bluster, but he is incredible. He is an animal. He's a great shot. He's a great competitor. He would make a fantastic soldier. So his kids have his son, who's currently serving, certainly doesn't have any ammunition to make fun of Todd, because Todd was nothing but stellar. Peekaboo Street is an absolute animal. She is a bulldog competitor. She is very strong. Eve Torres, besides being just absolutely stunningly gorgeous, is by far the best pistol shot of all of us. So, I mean, everybody surprised me in different ways. I surprised myself the first time I jumped out of the helicopter. The show is full of surprises, without a doubt. But I can't give away who's the toughest competitor, because really the toughest competitor for every single individual is themselves.
Now, of course, the most important part of the show is the charities. And very quickly then, tell us about yours.
Well, I'm playing for the Wounded Warrior Project, and the Wounded Warrior Project is about helping our men and women who have lost a limb, lost an arm, a leg, or had a catastrophic head injury, some sort of catastrophic injury, and it helps them get back on their feet, so to speak, and become productive members of society once again. They're not asking for handouts; they want a hand up. That's it. So this is a great hand up for them, and allows them to transition back into mainstream society and become productive members. And it's very important.
One last thing I do have to ask you. We always hear that people who work in restaurants never want to eat in the place again because they're around the food all day. When is the last time you willingly wore spandex? Is it one of those things you hate, or maybe do you love it a little?
Yes, I love it a little bit, I have to admit. I don't wear it very often, but I do wear the compression shorts under my basketball shorts all the time, and whenever I'm on, sort of a recumbent bike. I like to wear the compression shorts. They're not necessarily spandex, but I like to wear them underneath my shorts when I exercise.
All right, Dean Cain, Stars Earn Stripes on NBC. Thanks so much for joining us, and feel free to give Nick Lachey a punch in the arm next time you see him, okay?
Absolutely, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Dean. Take care now.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.